first thing you do is you try to refer to the principal papers that are germane at that point in the book. Obviously, you're not going to get them all that are equally important, or that are all important, but you try. That's the best I can say. And since you're referencing stuff that goes back, I'm referencing stuff that goes back to 1910. Up there, a few. There's the famous discovery of in astronomy that the distribution of stars obeys a three-halves power law. Now, that was an experimental proof by Holtzmark. A few gems like that, but basically this is stuff dating from 1930, when people were beginning to look at the noise problem. A few papers here and there, just before the war, and then that was cut off until we did our work. And the German science was destroyed by Hitler, of course, and it's taken a while to come back. But there was a big loss in that, because they were the leaders, pretty much. French will object, but no, the French were, they had a good rivalry, most of it, I mean, because they brought each other up. But the Germans had more of a reputation of it. At least that's my impression. I'm 296 years old, so that's the ancient history.